and you feed them, you pour the slop in a
trough.
And if you had five of these in the hog place, you might say, have five troughs. Just one trough or five
troughs.
And what do you call a hen that's trying to hatch?
Setter.
And the place you keep the chickens at night, if you had one. they go into the, at night they go into the
hen house.
And
I said chicken.
the crate you'd put them in to take them to market.
Coop.
And do you have a term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf, including the liver, the heart, and all these things? You're going to have to cook up some
entrails?
Who knows?
Do you have a word, ma'am?
No, I thought so. You don't use the entrails for eating.
Well,
wasn't that what you...
And liver and heart, you don't eat these?
Oh, yes, eat those, but I thought you added another one.
I don't remember saying anything else. Things like the liver. Some places they call them the harslet or chitlins. Ever heard of any? Pluck. Liver and lights. You ever hear that one?
Yes, I've heard that.
You don't like the liver
nor
the heart.
I don't either. The neck or the chicken, I don't care for that or the tail.
I like those.
My father-in-law. Now, I'd like to have you pretend for a minute that you're out on the lot. You want to call the cows. Would you call the cows for me? This could be fun.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I could sit and think. I put something on the stove.
Come by us.
Okay. And if you're milking the cow and you want her to stand still, what would you say to her? And how would you call a calf? Any special?
Sick calf. I don't know how you spell it, but that's what it all is.
I'm writing phonetically anyway, there's a manual. Now, if you had a team, you want them to go right, what would you say to them?
G.
And left?
Haw.
And you want to call the horses in from pasture, how would you call them?
Well, I used to whistle for mine to come.
Perfectly. You never called cope?
Yes.
Yes, I did. Kujak or Kojak, probably whistle would be the most common. Many people do just whistle.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to make the horses go a little faster, you'd say to them,
get up.
And you never go. You never go. Or anything like that.
Yeah.
And you want to make the horses stop, you'd say,
hold.
How would you call the pigs? Feeding time, if necessary.
We haven't had any for 20 years.
In special ways. Sue? Suey?
Hooey? Hooey.
That's a common one, huh? And to get the sheep in from pasture, how would you call that?
Something I never had anything to do with sheep, I just don't know.
And when you call the chickens when it's feeding time, how would you call them?
Chick, chick, chick.
And if you ride a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And when you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the
lines.
When you're riding horseback, you hang on to the
reins.
Never mix the two up. So it never rains on a buggy and lines on a horse. Probably
no.
Keep it straight. said, it's not very far. It's just a little...
little ways.
Or a long... same thing?
Yeah.
Long ways. You say, you might say you can find weeds almost...
everywhere.
Most part?
You can find weeds almost...
anywhere.
And the trench that the plow cuts in the field, you call a...
furrow.
Somebody said, looks out in the field and said, looks like you raised...